This is Emancipation, a Repo the Genetic Opera fanfic, written by Allfire Burns and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for POV third person, post-canon, introspection. The house had always been quiet, somewhere between prison and funeral home. And somehow, that made it worse that when Shiloh got home, nothing had changed. She let herself in and crept up the stairs out of habit, footfalls all but silent, even when there was no one to hear her. The glass on the floor in the hall crunched under her boots, and static hissed at her where there should have been portraits. Not so different. Different enough that she couldn't stop to think about it. Or she felt like she wouldn't be able to start moving again. At the end of the hall, she didn't turn to go into her room. She didn't have to now. No one to lock her away. No one to tell her she had to stay safe. No one... She turned the other way, nudged open a door without a lock and a peephole to it. She'd only ever been in her father's room when she slipped out of her own room. When she went in there to steal a book, a pair of scissors, a razor. It was neat, simple, austere, the walls unadorned. Not even a portrait of her mother, which she'd always found a little surprising. For a moment, Shiloh stood there in the doorway, staring at the neatly made bed. If she just left it, closed the door and walked away, it would stay that way, collecting dust. Waiting for him when he wasn't coming back. She couldn't stay here in the doorway. Inertia would keep her here. And yet she could go anywhere now, do anything she wanted. She didn't intend to move forward, but she found herself doing so anyway, leaving the door open behind her, falling into the bed that smelled like him and curling in on herself. She was rumpling the sheets. Her hands and arms were still covered in blood, and it was flaking off on the bed in little rust-colored flakes now as she wrapped her arms around herself, flexed her fingers. She'd have cared, but she didn't see much point to it when Dad wasn't around to care either. The end.